Iran is seeking the extradition of terrorists who killed over a dozen border guards and injured several others in the city of Sadovan near the Pakistani border.
The Deputy Interior Minister will soon visit Pakistan to follow up on the issue. We want the Pakistani government to track down and arrest the terrorists and extradite them to Iran.
Afgham extended her sympathies to the victims' families. The Foreign Ministry spokeswoman added that tackling terrorism requires joint efforts by all countries. The attack on Iranian border guards took place on Friday night. The assailants had infiltrated into Iran from Pakistan and then fled to the other side of the border following the attack. A group calling itself Jaish-ul-Adl has claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, Iran's ambassador to the UN has called on the Security Council to respond to the terrorist attack in the southeastern border region. Khazai said a Security Council response would send a strong message to terrorists and their supporters. Javed Rana is our correspondent who joins us from Islamabad on the phone. Javed Rana, Iran has come out making this statement, asking the Pakistani government to go after these terrorists, of which the group Jaish-ul-Adl has claimed responsibility. Is the Pakistani government, the question being, able to track them down and arrest them?
Well, as we speak, Pakistan's foreign ministry, my understanding is already in touch with. They are expected to make some sort of statement on this subject. But my understanding of the situation is that in a country where terrorism is a routine phenomenon, every next day in Pakistan, dozens of people are killed inside the border and also at the border in the southwest and the east and northwest of the country. Accepting Pakistan that it will be able to do something on this particular issue, probably that is not going to work. These terrorists, they have been operating all over Pakistan. They are operating on Iranian-Pakistan borders. In the past, they have killed Iranians. And similarly, we have seen these terrorist militant groups have been killing minorities in Pakistan and also at the borders. Now, Pakistan government in Islamabad certainly would like to resolve this issue. They will try to get hold of the terrorists. But the point is that what about this new, we have seen the new group claiming responsibility for this terrorist attack. In the past, we had seen Jundullah operating on this particular part of the Iranian border. But there is a bigger trouble. That trouble is that there are certain foreign forces who are very active inside Pakistan. They have their intelligence network. They are very much operating there. They are using different militant groups, different terrorist groups, and I would say perhaps in many cases, different criminal groups. They are being used by the international intelligence network against the Iranian government because of its policies, geostrategic policy on nuclear issue. Now, that is at the core of the problem. Now, these groups, they will keep on changing their names from Jundullah to anything else. That is not going to resolve the problem. This problem has two major dimensions. First is, the point is, will the government of Pakistan be able to do something against these terrorist groups? My understanding of the situation is probably it would not be able to do it. Pakistan would definitely respond positively. They would say that we will do whatever we can do. But they don't have the capacity to actively operate against terrorists. Because has that been the case? Why Taliban have taken on the government? Why government seems to be so apologetic to negotiate with them?
Very well. We're going to keep our eye out for the story as it develops more. But thank you very much. Javed Rana, correspondent there, talking to us from Islamabad.